Today is the 21st of February, 2017. Enjoyed the talk shoe program very much last night. Iron sharpens iron, and the Word of God sharpens us all, does it not? It's really interesting to see the different perspectives people have regarding God's Word and how He reveals to us things. One of the things that I want to talk about is that there is a number of scriptures, and I sent them out to quite a few people this morning, that are very interesting in the Bible. We talked about some of them last night. Revelation 13:8, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." Of course, this is speaking of those who worship the beast. And those who worship the beast are the ones whose names are not written in the book of life. Now, there's the Arminians, they actually believe that a person can write their own name, I guess, in the book of life by filling out a decision card or going down an altar or raising their hand or repenting of their sins or whatever. But here we see a different perspective, that the only ones who are not going to worship the beast are those whose names were written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. And so we also see in 1 Peter 1:20, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in these last times for you. You know, Christ was slain from the foundation of the world, and he was foreordained before the foundation of the world. Before the foundation of the world. And then we see that this kingdom, the kingdom was prepared for his elect from the foundation of the world. In other words, Matthew 25:34, "Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." This preparation, you know, it's interesting, because in another place it says, "I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you." But here we find that the kingdom was prepared for us, for God's people, from the foundation of the world. Hebrews 9:26 says, For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world. But now in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. So there is that interesting, seems somewhat paradoxical, but true, that he was slain from the foundation of the world, but he was manifested in time, and he did. He says he is once, now once and in the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. Well, let's look at Revelation 17:8. "The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is." God's decree, his purposes, are eternal. They are not, they are not a happenstance. They are not an afterthought. They are eternal decrees, eternal purposes, eternal thoughts. Okay? Hebrews 4:3, for we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. You know, Christ came in time. He died on the cross. On the cross, he said, it is finished. We also see, again, in the very well-known passage, in Acts, Acts 2:23, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge. The determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. Ye have taken him by wicked hands, have crucified and slain. Determinate means predestinated, to determine beforehand what is going to happen. Delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God. In other words, Christ and God was not taken by surprise of what happened at the cross, because he was slain from the foundation of the world. Acts 7:52, which of the prophets have not your fathers persecuted, and they have slain them which showed before of the coming of the just one, of whom ye have been now the murderers, betrayers and murderers. We see in the messianic prophecies in the Old Testament, the prophets were persecuted and slain because they showed before of the coming of the just one. They prophesied of his coming. Isaiah 51:16, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. God has always had himself a people, and those people were written in the Lamb's Book of Life before the foundation of the earth, before the foundation of the world. Matthew 13:35, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. And then the very well-known passage, Ephesians 1:4, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. And then finally, Ephesians 2:20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. It all started in Christ. It all started in Christ. And it's all complete in Christ. He is the author. He is the finisher of our faith. And we find that these passages show us the eternality of the decrees and the purposes of God. Not only in providence, but also in salvation, in redemption. And he actually was purposed to come and accomplish everything, the death, the burial, the resurrection, the ascension, the return of Christ, the ultimate glorification of all of his people, was all predetermined before the counsel of God, in the counsels of God in heaven. This eternal covenant between the Godhead, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, this everlasting covenant was long before the world began, he purposed to come and save fallen men. And so this morning, let us rejoice in this eternal purpose of God that he had for all of his people. And we have been sealed the day of redemption, until the day of redemption. And nothing shall separate us from his hand. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. It is Christ that died. It is Christ that rose again, who's seated in heaven for us, making intercession with us, for us, the groanings which cannot be uttered. I'm thankful for the eternal purposes of God in sending his Son to die for such a worm as I. May God bless you today, and may this comfort and give you encouragement in your walk, is my prayer. God bless.